Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
It's a rough week for some, as many people are heading back to school, so apologies in advance to teachers. You got a few months off to relax and do what it is that you do. We learned a lot of those stories on Friday. A lot of drinking, a lot of mushrooms, a lot of sex, sounds like. But now you're back in the classroom, and students will be going back this week, at least the LAUSD. Some kids are already back in school, and others have decided school ain't for me. I'm going to drop out and become an online billionaire.
Oh, now's the time.
Sell some pictures of my feet.
You know, I heard a friend of mine who is an educator said, I am learning just how many other educators are swingers.
Oh.
Which is fascinating. She said she hears more and more stories about different teachers and faculty being in the swinging community.
Well, Jake hit the street to talk to people about what they had not learned in school as a reminder that it's officially back to school time. So we'll get to some of that audio. These were all people that were hammered at a bar. But regardless, they've got some interesting insights. And we'll get into that coming up this hour on the show. Have some clickbait to get to. And we will send you to the Hollywood Bowl for the Maestro of the Movies. This is going to be one of the amazing evenings at the bowl. I was there on Friday night, and let's not focus on the band I was there to see. Let's just focus on the fact that being at the bowl between August, September, October, nighttime, there's nothing better.
I don't think there's
a better place on the planet. I mean, I was on a lot of mushrooms at the time, but I at some point turned to the person next to me. I go, I think this is the best weather in the world right now. And they're like, okay.
And they're like, who are you, sir?
Stop talking.
You're in the wrong section. So, did you ever sell your tickets?
I did have to drop the price a few times. And the show had begun, and I was on the hook for my box. And then I got a buzz on my phone at one point, and I looked at it, and it says, your tickets have sold.
No way.
So someone had picked them up. And
so you still lost money, but not as much?
I lost $400. But it's better than losing $1,400.
Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like I kind of won.
You did. That's exciting. And were they everything you wanted them to be, the Counting Crows?
It was nostalgic, yeah, but... I
saw you post one of those, like, me and my wife at the bowl seeing the Counting Crows.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she told me to take it down.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was pretty cheesy.
Yeah, I shouldn't
have posted that. That must have been mushrooms,
I was on the mushrooms. I shouldn't post on mushrooms. That's my problem. Let's go ahead and call someone right now and make their life instantly better. If you listen to K-Rock, maybe you win. Maybe you're a caller 20 from time to time and you get access to some things. We're going to give away a trip right now. This trip is going to go all the way to Atlanta for Shaky Knees. If this person answers. If they don't answer, well, then we're going to have to keep calling people on this standby boarding list until someone does. This is live radio, so you never know what's going to happen. Also, my fat fingers oftentimes do not dial the right number. So we have that to look forward to. It's a lot of challenges.
Didn't seem like enough dudes. Oh, it was.
Wow. Hi, this is Alan. I'm sorry. Can I get to the phone right now? Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
You blew it.
Yeah, you missed out. Sorry about that, Alan.
It's Ellen.
Oh.
Better luck next time. A good day to you.
On the tickets and the name.
All right, now we're moving on. See, that's what happens. That's sad. She's going to get that message and everything's going to be ruined for her.
Provided she even checks her voicemail.
We tried to warn you guys. Got to answer the call.
Don't be like Ellen.
If she calls back and she's upset, Vanessa, you handle that. You talk her off that ledge. Could have been that one moment where she was cutting through the canyon and got no service. Maybe someone cut the fiber optics. But you know what? Someone else is about to win this trip and... Hello?
Hello?
Is this Sonia?
Yes, it is.
We are live on K-Rock.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. My name's Klein. That's Allie right
there. Good morning.
There. We're on the radio and we're
Hi,
calling.
Good morning, Klein. Good morning, Allie.
Calling for some good news for you.
Yes.
Someone by the name of Ellen or Alan did not answer our call. And as a result, you did pick up. So you will be packing your bags and going to Atlanta for Shaky Knees.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Get ready for that. Jimmy Eat World, you already get to see them at the Hollywood Bowl. You'll get to see them again now in Atlanta with a bunch of other bands, including Violet Grohl, and Turnstile, and too many others to possibly remember at this time. But congratulations.
And you were Plan B, but you don't feel bad about that, right?
No, of course not.
What would you like to say to Ellen from Encino?
You should have answered.
Sucks to suck. All right, hold on one second. Should have
been ready.
Sonia was ready. What time you were up this morning?
I was ready.
Yep. Yeah, you were. All right, now
there's some bitch fight brewing.
Yeah, now you're getting a little catty, but hold on. Hold on one second. And congratulations and thank you for listening to K-Rock. You're the winner. Sublime now. Clickbait afterwards on KROQ. The internet designed for two reasons and two reasons only. And today we are going to help you not forget things. Allie, as you know, is a lost cause already. She has early onset dementia for sure. And there's something that you could be doing immediately that will prevent you from forgetting everything. Unless you want to forget everything, which seems kind of nice too.
Hey, I will tell you, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I mean, when you don't know anything, every day is brand new to you. People you've met a million times are like strangers again.
Even when you tell me celebrities that we've met and interviewed, I'm like, oh! Wow, I got to do that? How exciting.
Yeah. Well, he's always blown away at the things she's done.
How'd it go?
It's time now for some clickbait. Here we go.
Clickbait.
All right, here's the question. Study reveals that this highly enjoyable activity, if done every day, will actually lower your dementia risk. So start doing it now, even though dementia feels like it's something just for old people in the future. But if you start doing this thing now, you don't have to worry about it. And there is something about the dementia. I've heard the good and the bad of it, right? I've heard the stories of the people.
What's the good?
Well, the good is that you're not under any obligation to visit because they forget that you had plans to visit.
Oh, it's good for the other people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, if you don't want to be one of these people that forgets everything all the time, that sucks. And I know that... like my mom's freaking out about it. You know, if she forgets it, because she's got a crazy memory. She'll remember a phone number of my best friend from like middle school.
Cool. Is that because she didn't do drugs?
Probably. She didn't do a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
I think one time she drank a screwdriver, but she said, hold the pulp when she ordered it, which was a weird, not cool order.
Well, you should hold the
pulp. She would remember. So now she'll be like, your friend Nick Hill from eighth grade, I don't remember his full phone number anymore, only the first... 6 digits. I'm like, all right, Mom, it doesn't mean you have dementia. Relax.
So she feels like she's slipping?
Well, yeah, because I think that's just what happens when people get older. They start to freak out that they don't remember things anymore. And most of the stuff in their mind, they don't really need to remember.
Yeah, I know.
Old people used to have cool stuff to remember because they would talk about, like...
Well, and that's all they had. They couldn't store things in their phones and remember it later.
Right. We all had better memories back then because we had to remember...
We had to remember all the phone numbers.
Now I just get reminders. So 10 years ago today, something happened. My phone told me.
I'm like, I got married? When was that?
So, it's crazy.
Look at that.
They even put a slideshow together with fun music.
What year did that...
So what is the thing that you could be doing immediately?
That's enjoyable?
It's an enjoyable activity, and it could lower your dementia risk. Will lower your dementia risk. What is it, Allie?
I guess I'll just go with sex.
Sex.
And I don't know why that would be the case, but I was going to say meditation, but that's not enjoyable.
Right. Boring.
Yeah, that's super boring.
Jake, speaking of boring.
Thank you.
What's your answer?
I think I've heard something about like playing video games because it keeps your mind active and alert and like solving puzzles. And
so when people make fun of you.
Old people and puzzles.
Yeah.
That really does help keep the brain sharp.
You love crossword puzzles, Sudoku, Mahjong. Is that
my
a puzzle?
Grandma, who lived in 94, would play her little casino, those little handheld casino games.
Really?
Yeah, the little poker ones.
And she had a sharp mind till the end, right?
Yeah, she remembered everything.
Yeah. Even Allie. Allie's very forgettable.
Till she died.
That's right. Omar, what is it?
Yeah. I want to say it's going to be listening to music. You remember the lyrics and the tune. I think that's going to help your dementia.
Once again, I'm shocked that one of you is right. I'm always surprised that any of us are able to get any of this right. But apparently, if you do not want to get the dementia, you must regularly listen to or play music.
Wow.
You have a significantly and scientifically lower risk of developing dementia, especially if it's a combination of playing an instrument and listening to music on a daily basis.
I wonder if that's actively listening, you know, sitting there and listening, or just having it in the background all the time. Because there are people that just have music on all the time. My stepfather is one of those people that just always has music on.
Well, they used to say, I don't know if it's still true, but if you had, like, not good music, but, like, classical or something on, it's supposed to open up a different side of your brain.
Right.
So, like, if you, I think they did some research that said if you read something, if you just read a book, and then you read the same book again, but with classical music on in the background, you were able to absorb more of the information.
What? I would be so distracted by the bad classical music.
Listen, I've never done either of those things.
Let alone together.
If you ever catch me reading a book with classical music, just shoot me in the face. But anyway, that's apparently the answer. If you don't want dementia, and you'll forget this anyway if it's too late for you, but you should immediately start listening to music.
I'm supposed to do what?
So we will give you some of that music to listen to as we cure your dementia after this quick break on K-Rock.
Latte for Kenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. This is the sweet sounds of a man who's got one of the coolest nicknames you could possibly have because he is the maestro of the movies and responsible for so many scores to so many films that we've watched over the years, including this one for the Olympics because he's just that good. And his name is John Williams, and he'll be back at the Hollywood Bowl. So you can go ahead and watch this under the stars. Peak weather happening in Southern California, especially at the Bowl. And delicious food offerings as well. That's Allie's instrument that she's about to play in a moment. Because last year, the way we gave away these tickets, we didn't want to do just what a lot of other places are doing, which is just play you some of his scores, and then you have to say, oh, that's the one from Jurassic Park or whatever. We decided to change it up. Now, last year, it was Vanessa who did her best version of his score. She is not known as the maestro of the movies, but this is what she gave us last year. People try to figure out exactly which score that was that he did, and of course, this was the answer. From Home Alone.
I killed it.
Easy.
Easy. So we decided this year had to become more challenging. And so as a result, we've all brought in instruments. that were designed for children. We've got mini,
we've got an array of
mini guitars
things,
in here, ukuleles. Allie's got a little drum kit. I think we have some kazoos. And in a moment, if you're up for the challenge, you got to give us a call at 800-520-1067. Allie is going to attempt to play one of his classic film scores using this drum kit. Now, that is the drum kit, and I'm sure he doesn't use that. You probably won't hear this instrument at the Hollywood Bowl, I would imagine. It plays wacky noises. I'm surprised Omar doesn't have this drum kit.
I mean,
kit.
Did he score the Three Stooges?
I mean, yeah, that is
what is this John Williams score?
Does that have any real note sounds, or is it all just wacky sounds?
I have to choose a drum style. Here we go. Hold
it's
on.
It's on morning radio mode. Hold on. Allie's going to go ahead and pick a drum style. Oh, man. This is wild. You can see what this looks like on YouTube right now. Clearly designed. Oh, that's a good one. And I'm sure John Williams would be thrilled to know that this is what we're doing with the his masterpieces. So all you have to do, if you'd like to play, is be on the phone.
Okay.
Allie's going to... She's going to listen in her AirPods to an actual John Williams score. And she is going to attempt to play along. If you're able to figure out what song she is playing along to, which is impossible, I'm going to tell you that right now, then you get to go to the Hollywood Bowl and you get to watch him actually do the real ones live before your very eyes.
Yeah, and we brought these instruments in, but it doesn't mean that we know how to play any of these instruments.
No, clearly. So,
I mean, I've never really played the drums before, and you have a little guitar, or is that a ukulele?
This is a guitar. This is a guitar. Is that thing going to keep yelling at us?
I don't know.
Why does that drunk kid keep yelling things?
I think it's like to bring the kid back when they get distracted. They're like, keep playing with me.
All right, so let's say good morning now to our first contestant. This is Blanca from Long Beach. Blanca, welcome to Allie Attempts to Recreate the Maestro of the Movies. Hey, Blanca, good morning. Hi, welcome. Listen closely now. John Williams is a man who's given us many soundtracks to many amazing films over the years. And
sorry, though.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. It just starts making sounds whenever, when you don't play it.
Whenever you're ready, Allie is going to play what she believes to be the best version on this drum kit as she listens to the actual John Williams score in her ears.
By the way, I think you'd be proud of me because this was an impulse buy at Costco.
Oh, love it. Good shop. It's a good shop right there.
Yeah, nice.
All right, whenever you're ready, Allie, you get to go first. If you get the first guess. If you're wrong, we'll make our way up and down these phones because I think we're only doing one score a day. So if you want to score your tickets, hopefully you're able to name this one. Here we go, Allie, whenever you're ready. Hold on.
Oh, that's the Death March, the Darth Vader March.
Hold on, Allie can't hear your guest because she's got her AirPods in. Let me just stop her. Hey, Allie, cut it out.
Huh?
Stop. Oh. Stop.
Okay.
What was your guess? Now, Allie was drumming over you. What was your guess?
It was Star Wars, the Darth Vader March.
I don't know how this is possible because this is the song that Allie was attempting to play.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't believe you got that. That's unbelievable. Allie, she got it. I mean, unless she was just ready to guess that regardless. Wow. It's,
all
right. You don't even need to go to the Hollywood Bowl at this point. It's like you're experiencing this.
Allie, you're an awesome drummer.
Well, I'm going to switch it to silly mode.
They call Allie the maestro of the mediocre. And there she is. Wow. They say this toy is for children, but clearly it's also for slow adults. Allie is really having her way with it. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Blanca, I don't know. I was expecting this to go on much longer, and I didn't think we would ever have a winner. In fact, I think we told the Hollywood Bowl we'll try to give these tickets away, but we will not be able to.
Maybe by Friday.
So congratulations. You're going, and you will get to see that with your very eyes, and it will be slightly different than the version Allie just played. Allie, if you'd like to play us into some Silver Sun pickups now.
Oh, sure.
Go
no
ahead
problem.
And why don't you put that thing on burp mode or something. Okay. This is... But I don't know why everyone's not running to Costco right now to buy their very own sound effect drum kit. And tomorrow morning, you'll have another chance to win your way into the Hollywood Bowl as I attempt to play the little kid's guitar, and that'll be on the next episode of Klein Alley Show on KROQ. K-Rock, we're your Klein Alley Show. I agree. I think it's the most important decision you will make in your entire life.
Yeah.
And it should be treated as such.
Well, we have had the same couch for, what is it? Probably over 10 years at this point? Maybe longer?
Longer.
Maybe.
You had it, didn't you have it before? You had it before you got married, for sure.
It was the one thing that my wife bought. Like, we always said if we ever got divorced, that would be her only asset.
Is this couch. It's a nice way to talk about things. If we ever get divorced, this is the only thing you'll be taking with you, this couch.
It was the only thing that she was like, I will pay for it with all my money. And she was still in school at the time, so she had no money. And this was a big deal for her that she bought this couch.
I think buying a couch feels like the first
grown-up adulting purchase.
It does feel like that, because there's a time when you decide, I'm going to grab a couch off the side of the road. I think Jake is still in that phase.
Oh, hell yeah.
He loves road couches. Road couches can... You can score, but more often than not, you have to think to yourself, what happened upon this couch that forced the person to say, I'm going to go ahead and make this the streets problem now?
Yeah, I'm not going to go through the effort to explain what's happened to this couch to anybody.
Right. I'm not even going to go through the process of trying to clean it, because what happened here...
I don't want to take pictures of it.
Every once in a while, it's just a lucky situation of didn't fit or bought a house that was furnished, didn't like the furniture because it didn't match. Put out. I mean, every once in a while, you probably score a decent couch. More often than not, I would imagine you're getting a lot of evidence.
Well, and I don't know about you, but my process was hand-me-downs from my family. Then it went on to futons and beanbag chairs. Mm-hmm. That was the decor in college. And then even out of college for a while.
What about inflatable? Did you ever go with the inflatable phase?
You know, I don't think
I feel like I can see Allie as an inflatable furniture person, big time.
She is. I think I went with just pillows for a while.
Right. Oh, yeah. This is feng shui. Oh, you're too cheap to buy a couch?
I think I even had just the cushions of a couch on the floor with pillows.
Where's the frame here? We don't need frames.
It's cool, grounded.
Yeah, that seems to be about the life cycle of furniture. And then you finally decided.
And then I went to street couches for a while, and then used couches from Craigslist and whatnot. And now this was our first new couch.
There's one more phase you're missing out. Tent sale. This is where the tent sale, like the floor model couches.
Yeah. You know what? And I think this was a floor model. So technically, we've never purchased a brand new couch.
Right.
Ever.
It's important. It's for so many reasons it's important, because I do think you spend more time on that than probably anything else.
It's the most important piece of furniture in the whole house. And it's the statement of how you live, how often you spend on the couch, what you do on your couch. Do you eat your meals on the couch? Do you basically park up and watch a movie marathon on your couch? Or do you want it to be more like presentational for guests and crap like that?
New couch kind of sucks, though, because new couch, you're kind of a little
stiff.
Bit on edge with. You're on it. Now, not even the fact that it's not broken in yet, but you're on edge with it, and you can't really get to your comfort zone of, I'm going to throw my feet on this, I'm going to eat on this, because you do, like, just like with new car, new computer, you make these rules to yourself. This is not, no one's going to eat on this, and then obviously you know you're going to cave soon.
Oh, I don't even think we're going to be, like, we know we are going to be eating, getting dirty. This couch needs to be comfortable and good, but durable. We need to make sure we can take the couch cushions off and wash them and all that crap. And we don't even have an ottoman.
Young kid, baby on the way. It seems like a terrible time to buy a couch.
I know.
It seems like the worst time.
Right. But then this one is getting so ratted that it just feels like we have to. It just feels collectively like we've outgrown the couch. The couch is done. It's been done. We've been talking about doing this for at least 6 months. And I'm sure people talk about buying a new couch.
For years.
So you've been talking about buying a new couch for a year.
But the problem is every time someone comes over, even though I think that I've had mine almost over a decade too, like Johnny will sit down on it. He was like, dude, this couch is so comfortable. It's the greatest compliment I get.
It is a good couch.
I people go, man, I really like this couch. I go, yeah, I know. I can't get rid of it. And I don't want to get rid of it either.
How did you come upon this couch?
I bought that one from a guy on, I think, Craigslist, that bought it and claimed that it was too big. He got it home and it didn't fit. It was too big. And then
too big means murder.
Well, it's funny because we brought it over. I noticed there was like a bleach stain all over the side of one of the things. And I was like, did you try to clean something off of this? And he's like, I don't really know.
I'm here already.
Yeah. He's like, you want me to take $100 off? I go, all right, that'll explain
that. Cool. So then you've had this couch for how long then? 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years. Probably more.
I would think this is a more important purchase than even a new bed.
It's up there.
Because once you sit on it, you have to know, like, it's hard to tell when you just sit in a couch if it's supposed to be your couch or not.
Yeah, and also you don't know what it's going to wear like. It could be great for the first few months, and then it could fall. That's the problem with the cheapies, is that they maybe feel good right out of the gate, mm-hmm. but then all of a sudden you got some sag right in the middle. You go, can't sit in that seat.
949 said Costco is the go-to for all furniture, including couches.
Well, look, the benefit of that is, Allie, is, you know, cheaper. You could sit in that thing for the next 20 years and then bring it back. Say you didn't like it for some reason.
That's a great idea.
They have to give you money. But I do see a lot of people, and I've sat down. Sometimes I take a break mid-shop at Costco, and I'll sit down on the couches there. They seem good, but I wouldn't.
You take a break. Those are right at the front.
Yeah, well, I walk in, I look at some stuff,
and you're tired already.
I have to sit down. Yeah, I have to rest for a little bit.
562. I kind of want to hear more of these stories. I recently bought a condo and bought a new couch, and my friend puked all over it a week after I put it together.
What happened
to your couch as soon as you bought it?
This is one of the downsides. And I finally did the thing where I was not ready to get the full new couch, so I did the putting the new covers on it, and within a day of that, my kid brought home slime from some birthday party.
Oh, cool.
And it got stuck all over, and it was that slime that just stained the whole,
See, that's the problem. It's high risk.
High risk.
If you spend a lot of money on a couch, a lot can go wrong on a couch.
I know. So,
and then you could buy those couches where it's like you keep it forever, and you just keep replacing the covers, and you just keep getting new covers, so it's basically like a new couch every few years. 760 said, I bought a $200 purple velvet couch. It was too big to move during our last move, but it was so much more comfortable than the brand new custom $1,500 couch that we bought.
That's the other thing, too, is I've gone to some people's houses, and I know that they probably got it. Like, they're like, oh, this, we had to get this custom made for the space, and they suck. They're not comfortable
right.
at all.
So I think that a good couch can just happen upon you. But it's like if you seek it out, I feel like I'm setting myself up for failure.
My couch is so comfortable that I fall asleep on it every time I sit down to watch a show. And my wife is trying to get she wants to get a, quote, less comfortable couch.
Oh, wow. So that you're not
that keeps me awake.
And so it's more of a punishment. Go sleep on the couch.
Yeah, it's a punishment. Yeah, right now we get a fight and I sleep on the couch. I'm thrilled. I'm like, God, it's an upgrade. She wants to get an uncomfortable couch.
Just so that you can be more
well,
punished.
I know you're going to cheap out. I don't know how you're going to cheap out, but I'm sure you will.
I'm willing not to if it's going to save me money long term. If I don't have to buy another couch for 20 years,
no, it's not
I'll spend more money now.
This thing is going to get so destroyed. I'm telling you, no couch is designed to deal with three cats and two young, a baby, two lesbians.
The amount of hair
that.
Just between two women, two kids, and three cats.
That's the upholstery right there. So I'm
Just buy the wood.
Yeah, just buy the wood and the pillows. You guys will upholster it yourself.
It'll be a couch before you know it.
So, listen, but I do agree. It is a very important decision. Don't screw it up. And then you have to have Jake come by and break it in. That's what Jake does.
No, then every seat is just going to smell like farts.
Someone said, as much as they make fun of rental furniture, the best way to do it is rent something. See if you like
Whoa,
it.
Whoa, that seems like a lot to go through for a couch.
That's a lot. But look, big, that's why it's big. I think people put a lot of pressure on this decision.
Well, that's why they say a lot of them, you have 30 or 60 days to decide if you like it. But really, that's 60 days to forget about it completely and move on with your life.
And sometimes those things, they're like, oh, by the way, if you take advantage of that bring back thing, they're like, oh, you got to pay for that whole
$100 to bring
delivery.
It back.
Yes. And then you're like, oh, is it worth it?
That, quote, white glove delivery.
We put a rug down. Not like Omar bought a rug and peed on it and then tried to return it. We bought a rug. Put it down, realized it's too small. So we said, now we need to this was 6 months ago. We said, we need to roll this up and bring it back.
And we still haven't?
Still sitting right
see,
there.
See, they know.
Now, yeah, they know. They know that they know that they will win in the battle.
Try
it
and see how you feel.
Here.
Yeah, right.
We got to take a break. We get back in a second. When we return, someone says, Allie's got to go full leather, baby.
Yeah, I have. You know, my dad had a leather couch and he had it for 25 years. And it kind of looked the same as it did when he bought it.
We will be back after this quick break. We have news to get to, and then we have some tickets to get you into the thrill capital of the world. Plus, you could get that 2027 gold pass. I just saw everything that comes with that. It's unbelievable. We'll break it all down next.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Rock, let's get into some ADD news, and then we'll get into a brand new hour of the show, looking for a caller 20 when we kick off that brand new hour so we can go ahead and make some fun happen for you. Thrill rides galore and much more, plus that gold pass, which will change everything. And that's all coming up next hour. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
If you're seeing Halloween decorations, you are not getting dementia. Halloween is here. It's
happening. What they opened across the street from our station?
Oh, yeah, Spirit's already there.
Spirit store fully open, fully operational, and fully stocked. I was blown away.
They've already hired thousands of employees. All the Spirit locations are open now, and they've actually been open for weeks because, Klein, it is Summerween.
Move over, pool party. Halloween is here early.
Canceling my pool party. Thank God.
We'll happily move over pool party.
We're going to go to the Spirit store instead, guys.
I would rather.
Move over pool party. It's Spiritween.
It's called Summerween.
Oh. Summerween.
I thought that's a condition that you get when your penis gets too sweaty.
I thought that's a bucket list summer challenge for people to get some Summerween. Get some Summerween.
That's right. Sunbathing skeletons are popping up beside sunscreen and pumpkin spice next to popsicles. TikTok enthusiasts getting in on the action. So just why is Halloween crashing the pool party? Stores like Michael's and Spirit already getting in on the act. Home Depot launching its 2026 Halloween collection online July 16th.
July 16th. They debuted their Halloween.
No trick escapes these glowing eyes.
The drop, including this new upgraded giant skeleton that allows owners to customize movements and speak through Skelly in real time.
Isn't that cool? Man. You can customize its movements and you can speak through the skeleton and scare children as they come up to your house.
Not as scary as that little thing with the dagger Mike. That sounds freaky.
I bet that's there already. We should go pay it a visit.
I was at CVS this weekend. I had to get some of that duster stuff to get high. And that's not true. I actually needed it for the real purposes, which they hide behind the counter
you
now.
You just needed to dust your computers?
No, my phone. I got something stuck in my stupid charging port on my phone. I can't charge my phone anymore. And I got that duster stuff. But, of course, I had to go convince the person behind the register I wasn't going to huff it because they hide it behind there now. Meanwhile, I'm looking for it everywhere. Every aisle of that CVS was Halloween stuff. It's all Halloween stuff everywhere.
You know what?
I laughed at by those witches. I walked down the aisle.
I don't mind it at all because it's been so hot that I'm kind of over summer. But I do think that starting it this early, we are all going to be sick of Halloween by the time it comes. And that's my fear.
Omar, are you still waiting until October 1st for your big decoration?
October 1st, that's the day, yep.
You're not going to go earlier. You refuse.
No.
Okay.
Well, because also, this was happening with Thanksgiving a while back, where Thanksgiving kept moving earlier and earlier and earlier. Then it was even kind of happening before Halloween for a year or two.
I feel like Thanksgiving doesn't get any glory.
Yeah, Thanksgiving sucks.
I'm sorry, Christmas. No, it was but you also remember the Black Friday stuff was starting earlier and earlier. It was like the holidays were just creeping up sooner and sooner, and then it kind of rolled back. And now the same thing is happening with Halloween. So I think it's just going to get earlier and earlier, and then eventually people are going to get so pissed off it'll go back to normal.
Also, I think you're getting a good crop of scary movies between Obsession blowing up and everything else that they're like, you know what, let's just start this, just kick this thing off with some summer weed.
Bad news in Colombia. Apparently there was a very bad earthquake, a 7.4 magnitude earthquake that has shaken Colombia, and 20 people are dead already. They, of course, are searching for people, but the damage is supposed to be very, very extensive. Some of these pictures are pretty devastating, and they said that it's the worst earthquake they've had in over a decade. More than 24 structures have collapsed.
Vanessa, have you been keeping up with relatives that are still in Colombia?
Yeah, I already sent them a WhatsApp message, and my family's okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I overheard, I was just getting myself a cup of Don Francisco coffee, the official coffee of the Klein Alley Show out in the hall, and I heard Johnny say, this is the conversation I heard. Johnny goes, man, F Colombia. And then Vanessa goes, Johnny, people are literally dying in the streets.
And Why did you say F Colombia?
She was all into it, and I was just messing around with her, and I was like, man, F Colombia.
That's nice to mess with her when she's worried about her family.
I was hoping there was actually a better story behind that. I was hoping that was like an out of context thing. Well, listen, we got to share with the audience what happens. But Vanessa has been very upset about this, understandably. And yes.
Get her a cup of Don Francisco and she'll feel better.
Vanessa, how would you like a cup of Don Francisco coffee? Family Reserve.
I'm drinking it right now, thinking of Colombia.
That's good stuff.
No, that is very sad.
Family crafted coffee.
There it is.
Well, you're thinking about your family.
Did we seamlessly work that into the show?
I think so.
All right, great.
We had a few plane problems over the weekend. On a Southwest flight from Dallas to LAX, a passenger died in the middle of the flight. Apparently, some good Samaritans stepped in to perform CPR to revive this person, probably because they're like, please, I don't want to do an emergency landing. Please, God. If I can make them live, we can land at LAX. They did actually get to LAX, and there were some paramedics waiting on the tarmac, but the person had already died at that point. And then there was another flight. This was actually in Canada, I believe. But they had to cancel the flight because a child would not sit down and buckle their seatbelt before takeoff.
Man.
The kid was standing up and refused to sit in their seat, and the parent was unable to get the kid in the seat and buckle the seatbelt, so they had to cancel the entire flight.
That is...
At that point, restrain. Yeah, restrain the child.
They have that duct tape, and I know they're probably going to say the kid had some issues or something, because just been...
We all have issues now that our flight has been canceled. Yeah. And you know how some kids, when they don't want to do something, they'll do that like stick figure thing, where they just turn their body into like a stiff board.
Right, they learn how to do it. It's impossible. They win that
round. Punch them in the junk.
Okay.
At that point...
Punch them in the junk.
Or give them candy or something.
You know, summer wean.
Shoot them a summer wean.
Hit them right in that summer wean. We get into a brand new hour of the show. After one of the greatest anthems. You better believe this will be playing at the pool party on Friday. On a loop. Call it 20 right now. Let's go ahead and make some magic happen for you. 800-520-1067. Six Flags next.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.